This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 20th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story I wrote, Buy the Shark, Sell the Bait. In January of 2014, after hearing CBOE executives crow at an annual Chicago press lunch about how great their publicly traded company and its products performed in 2013, I wrote a commentary titled, The CME Should Buy the CBOE Soon. There have been many on and off discussions about just that for many years, and yesterday, for just a short period of time, it seemed like it was happening as the Financial Times reported that CME Group had approached CBOE to acquire it in a $16 billion deal that CME Group later strongly denied. The premise of my 2014 story was that the premium in the CBOE stock at the time reflected a takeover premium. The CBOE had a new, inexperienced CEO, hello Ed, running the company who could easily be moved aside by a deal. However, I warned that the CME had better act fast before Tilly could get his feet wet and lead the CBOE to become a shark rather than bait. Well, Ed Tilly and CBOE Global Markets have become sharks, and he has a school of aggressive, flesh-eating, highly competitive colleagues working behind him at the CBOE on his staff, and they keep adding to that team and depth of bench and brain power with each new deal they close. To read the rest of this story, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the Hits and Takes section of JLN. CFTC Commissioner Brian Quintenz yesterday announced he is leaving the commission as of August 31, 2021, ending his term after not seeking renomination. His term actually ended in April 2020, but he stayed until a successor was confirmed. He issued a statement yesterday that was the epitome of CFTC politeness in thanking everyone, from the TAC committee, which he led and I serve on, to the CFTC staff and his fellow commissioners and chairman. Thank you to Commissioner Quintenz for your service. It has been a privilege and honor to work with you on the CFTC's Technology Advisory Committee. I wish you well in your future endeavors. The CME this week has communicated to its employees the option to work from home or from the office in Chicago, and at least one bank-related FCM in Chicago that had returned to the office this week reversed course and moved back to a work-from-home policy because of the increase in COVID-19 cases. The New York Post is reporting that Anthony Scaramucci's SALT conference is suffering from low ticket sales. The networking event has sold about 1,000 tickets this year, down from the usual 2,000, the Post reported. Tickets cost from $1,000 to $7,500, and there are also virtual options. This year's speakers include Mets owner Steve Cohen, Bridgewater's Ray Dalio, and crypto executive Sam Bankman-Fried. Also, CoinDesk Michael J. Casey, Thomas P. Gallagher, Chairman and CEO of Miami International Holdings, Inc., and Caitlin Long, Founder and CEO of Avanti Bank and Trust, are speakers. Additional speakers are Gillian Tett from the Financial Times and Kathy Wood of ARK Investment Management. The complete list of speakers is very impressive. SALT is scheduled for September 13th to 15th, 2021 at the Javits Center expansion in New York. In-person attendance at SALT New York is conditioned upon providing adequate proof of vaccination via a paper form, a digital application, or through an application like New York State's Excelsior Pass or prior to the event. You can register with a link in today's newsletter. The treasury role at the CME Group has started, and Quantitative Brokers has a new tool to show you its progress. You can see the QB role tracker with a link in today's newsletter. TopStep CEO Jay Rudman was named an Outstanding Tech CEO Award finalist at the 1871 Momentum Awards 2021. You can vote for Jay with a link in today's newsletter. When I was in high school, I played on the basketball team in my freshman year and made the team in my sophomore year. However, I decided during my sophomore year that I was not going to college with a basketball in my hand, but rather a book, and so I stepped down from the team. That team won the Central Suburban League Championship that year. Of the 11 team members remaining after I left, three have since passed away. One of them, Tim England, just passed away at the age of 59. He left Illinois in his junior year and moved to Texas. After high school, England attended San Jacinto Junior College and was their number one pitcher that year. Number two was Norm Charlton of the Cincinnati Reds, and number three was Roger Clemens. England was drafted into baseball several times and played in the minor leagues, but never in the majors. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education Fund campaign yesterday. Here's more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Eurex announces launch of Bitcoin ETN futures. First regulated market in Bitcoin-related derivatives in Europe. Exchange-traded notes backed by Bitcoin serve as underlying. Future traded and cleared on Eurex's proven infrastructure. Eurex, the leading European derivatives exchange, announced today the launch of Bitcoin ETN futures. With the new contract, Deutsche Börse Group's derivatives arm offers clients access to the price of Bitcoin in a regulated on-exchange and centrally cleared environment. This offering will be the first regulated market in Bitcoin-related derivatives in Europe. My comment, Eurex is getting into the Bitcoin game with a variation. Great to trade, not so great for holders who want the Bitcoin in their wallets. Here's a press release from Hong Kong Exchange. Hong Kong Exchange to launch derivatives product on new MSCI China A50 Connect Index. Key step in Hong Kong Exchange's plan to build offshore mainland equities derivatives suite in Hong Kong. Hong Kong Exchange signs license agreement with MSCI to launch futures contract based on MSCI China A50 Connect Index, tracking performance of 50 Shanghai and Shenzhen stocks available via Stock Connect. The offshore sector balanced China A-share index futures product to be launched on October 18, 2021. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited is today, Friday, pleased to announce the launch of its first A-share derivatives product. This new contract will provide international investors with a new and effective risk management tool to manage their portfolios of Stock Connect eligible A-shares, reflecting the increasing global reliance on Stock Connect to access mainland China's burgeoning equity markets. My comment, there is a lot going on in Hong Kong, including the new MSCI China A Connect Index derivatives to trade. Here's a story from Fox. Ohio man pleads guilty to running $300 million Bitcoin money laundering service. An Ohio man who operated a service to help launder hundreds of millions of dollars through the darknet pleaded guilty on Wednesday to a money laundering conspiracy charge, authorities announced. Larry Dean Harmon, 38, ran the service Helix from 2014 to 17, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia. Helix served as a Bitcoin mixer or tumbler, helping those involved in transactions conceal the owner of the Bitcoin. My comment, if there are multiple terms for this type of activity, how prevalent is it? Here's the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was JLN's CME Group flatly denies it's in talks with CBOE Global Markets. Second was a LinkedIn video in which Citadel founder and CEO Ken Griffin shares his advice to interns. And third was CME-CBOE, logical exchange consolidation, but the timing might be tardy, from the Financial Times. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.